almost 33 years to the day that Eitan Peetz went missing in Soho. Police have made their first ever arrest in the case. Commissioner Ray Kelly says a Maple Shade, New Jersey man, 51-year-old Pedro Hernandez, confessed to investigators that he killed the six-year-old schoolboy.
He brought them to the scene of the crime, which is now a store that sells eyeglasses. Hernandez described to the detectives how he lured young Eitan from the school bus stop at West Broadway and Prince Street with the promise of a soda.
WNYC's Bob Henley was at Kelly's news conference at One Police Plaza last night, and he joins us now with the latest in the case. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So how confident are police that Hernandez is the suspect in the Eitan Peetz disappearance?
I'd say just about as confident as they could be, considering they don't have a body or any physical evidence yet. Kelly told us Hernandez was videotaped for 3.5 hours in Camden, where he's from, and then he voluntarily brought to Texas to the 448 West Broadway location, where 33 years ago he had worked as a stock boy. And as Kelly pointed out, that address now is, and gives it a sign of how much so has changed, an eyeglass boutique. Kelly says Hernandez offered a detailed recollection of the setting and the murder itself, and it is a very different place today. Investigators say Hernandez's videotape confession captures a remorseful man who broke down emotionally, apparently, while talking about the crime. Investigators also say the quality of the initial tip that led them to Hernandez helps bolster the suspect's credibility.
Now, what did Police Commissioner Kelly say about the source of that tip and why it came now?
Commissioner Kelly refused to directly identify the source of the tip. It is an ongoing investigation. But the individual told police Hernandez had raised the idea with a family member and, quote, others, that he had, quote, done something bad and killed a child in New York City as far back as 1981. That's not contemporaneous, but it's close. Kelly attributed the tip that was phoned in to the NYPD's Missing Persons Unit to the heightened media visibility that came to the case when the FBI and NYPD recently excavated the basement that had been the woodshop of a carpenter that media reports had linked to the case and who knew the Peetz family.
And what did police say Hernandez told them about the actual commission of the crime?
Well, he told detectives he used the promise of a soda, as Kelly said, to get the six-year-old through the basement door where he choked him. Commissioner Kelly says Hernandez told investigators he put the body in a plastic trash bag and took it a block and a half away, left it with garbage that would have been regularly picked up.
Did Kelly offer any sense of what Hernandez has been doing with his life over the last 33 years?
Well, he says that Hernandez returned to the Camden area where he was from originally, worked in construction until 1993 until he was injured, and then began to collect disability. Kelly says Hernandez has no criminal record that they can find now, is married, has a teenage daughter, and is an active member in a local church.
Now, Bob, Eitan Peetz was killed 33 years ago today. Is it a coincidence that police would have a break in the case at this time?
Well, consider the, you know, tremendous media interest in the case when the FBI and NYPD did that very public excavation I referred to earlier. There's no doubt that that surfaced the entire issue. And for someone that was sitting on this piece of information that went back to 1981, it no doubt, raised it up, I'm sure, in that person's conscience as well.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thank you so much.
Thanks.